Brilliance Audio presents
The Policy by Patrick Lynch, in memory of Edward James Humphreys. The Policy, December 13th. Snow was drifting in the gutters, swirling and skimming over the dark road. The first fall of the season, fine and hard like white sand. The cab driver coughed and zipped his windbreaker up to his chin.
5 below freezing,
he said, as if somebody had just asked him.
Wind veering northwesterly. Coming down from the ice cap.
Sitting huddled in the back seat, Michael Elliott pulled his raincoat tighter about him. He should have worn something warmer. He'd been at home all afternoon, working up a sweat in the den, trying to get it finished before Margaret's father arrived on the weekend and told him what he was doing wrong. He hadn't planned on going out, but then an hour after supper the phone rang. It was Harold Tate. They had to meet right away, he said. Something that wouldn't wait. And it had to be at his office. He wouldn't say why.
5 below freezing,
the cab driver said again. He gave the heater a nudge with the flat of his hand.
Black ice all over.
It was 10:30, and the old-world streets of the east side were empty. The kids at Brown had gone home for the vacation. The only remains of their partying, a festive string of colored lights hung up over the entrance to the Riston Quadrangle. On the radio, a cheery voice announced that there was now a 76% chance of a white Christmas in the Greater Providence area, as if that was just what everybody had been praying for. As they crawled down the hill towards Benefit Street, Elliot couldn't help reflecting for a moment on what a white Christmas would actually mean. The road accidents, the crippling falls, the deaths among the old from pneumonia and hypothermia. Not to mention the occasional skater falling through the ice and the house fires that wouldn't be reached in time. Somewhere in the company, they would have